Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Amy Weirich, Shelby County District Attorney, Ed Stanton, U.S. Attorney for West Tennessee. We're going to start with the changes announced by Eric Holder, Attorney General for the U.S., that changed a whole lot of things. And there are details about it that we'll get into, but there was a philosophical shift that is starting with the Attorney General. Tell us what those changes were that were announced just a week or two ago.
Sure. Earlier this month, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder launched an initiative called Smart on Crime and a memo to all of the 93 U.S. attorneys across the country. A recalibrated approach of how we are prosecuting cases, particularly those with low-level nonviolent drug offenders, as well as what we're doing from a standpoint of reentry, drug courts, and even diversion being used in the federal system. The basis was looking back over the last three decades, last 30 years, the incarceration rates are up nearly 800%, taking a new, fresh look and understanding that one size doesn't fit all. And so that was the basis. But I think it's worth noting, Eric, what this is not, and just to assure the public and the citizens here throughout West Tennessee, this is not a free pass for anyone to get out of jail or the floodgates will open. I'm happy to say that a number of the initiatives that the Attorney General has launched in this and asked us to take a look at, we're already doing a lot of proactive, progressive measures, working very closely with our state and local counterparts in OIR. And so a number of those items we're doing, and again, the worst of the worst will still be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, particularly on the federal side where there's no parole.
I looked at just some numbers from, I think it's about 1980 to now, the federal population of prisoners went from some 20,000 to 220,000. I mean, it's a huge increase. The federal population of prisoners is 10% of the overall, but still, I guess you all have big influence. Part of this, and you started to address it, is that notion soft on crime. I imagine on some level, people look at this and say, wait, you know, you're being soft on crime. We should throw everybody in jail if they violated the law. All this diversion shouldn't happen, these other outcomes. Why is that not being soft on crime?
Well, I think it's still being hard on crime, but I think as the title of the initiative, Smart on Crime, and an understanding that the statistics show we can't lock our way up out of the criminal element that we have here. A number of individuals have substance abuse problems, mental challenges, and so before making those charging decisions, doing something that we're already doing every week with Amy's office, that we're sitting down, we're looking to see which individuals we should take on the state side, on the federal side, but also understanding the recidivism rate, that locking folks up for a long time has not necessarily proven to be the ultimate decision of what's going to make people get on the right track. And so when we look at typically more individuals that go in will come back and be a recidivist, which also means a couple of things. One, they come back into the system, we have to pay, obviously, taxpayers. But when someone comes back into the system, that also means typically they victimized another citizen or they've done something to offend the laws. And so you have victims, obviously, you have the recidivist rate. So those are issues of being smart on crime. What can we do to stop that?
Right. And Amy, we'll bring you in. These rules don't directly affect you. I mean, you're driven by local and state law and so on. Do you think that these have an impact on you indirectly in terms of how you operate? Or do you even think they'll be the state will eventually kind of follow the lead of the federal government in changing some of these guidelines?
A lot of what they're doing now with Smart on Crime or going to start doing are things we've already been doing in the state system. When you say diversion, drug court, and reentry, those are three words that float around 201 Poplar on a daily basis. We have Judge Dwyer in Division 8 and the drug court treatment program have had it for years. We offer diversion every day for countless offenders. And reentry is something that on the state side with our friends and partners at Operation Safe Community and Mayor Luttrell's office that we're working on. So no, it doesn't impact us. We on the state side of the prosecution world found it kind of ironic that he would make comments that we're not going to go after low-level drug offenders because quite honestly, they're not doing it now. The low-level drug offenders working in cooperation with Ed Stanton's office, those are the ones we prosecute. And even on the state side, we're not locking up low-level drug offenders for years and years and years in the penal farm or in the Tennessee Department of Corrections. A lot of those are on diversion or given misdemeanor citations and, you know, paying a fine and run through the system.
For those people who maybe hear what you're saying and think, look, you're just being soft on those people. That low-level drug offender, they're going to go on to steal a car and break into a house and do these other things. These are just ways to not punish them because we're stretched too thin.
Well, and drug court is a good example of that. It does no good for the community that we serve to send a drug addict out to the penal farm to do 9 months for breaking into cars, breaking into homes, to feed his or her drug habit. Because when they get out, if we've not addressed that habit, they're going to go back and re-victimize. They're going to make another victim out of some homeowner or business owner in our community. Now, being on diversion, going through the drug court treatment program, It's not a walk in the park. It's a difficult, tough, tough program. But if you can make it through, the numbers show that you are less likely to reoffend. And that's a good day for everybody.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.